Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You scared to call me? Feel free to email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I got you. Hook me up. I'll read it on the air. No matter what it is, because I'm crazy like that. Also, I encourage you to social network with me. Smooth Drama page on Facebook. Hit me up. Myself or Mr. J will add you. And just Google me. Wherever you can find Smooth Drama, add me. Or watch me if you're one of the people who watch me now on Tag Live. Thank you. Shout out to Butter, Miss Denise, Anomaly, and Kiko? Kikio? One of them. I'm sorry. I'm not good at pronouncing names, so if I mess it up, it's what I do. It's not intentional. It's just I'm a mix between Southern accent and California accent and Indiana accent. I used to talk like that. Okay. Kiko! That's like rhymes with Puerto Rico. Shout out to Puerto Rico. I hope y'all come back. Yeah, and speaking of shout outs, apparently, special shout out to my Smooth Drama correspondent, who hooked me up with the vibrator that'll cost you $1 million. I don't think a lot of y'all will be looking that up. Oh, I apologize. Not Kiko. Kiku. Now, Kiku, I will say this. You spelled it wrong the first time, the pronunciation. So that's on you. Anyway, $1 million vibrators. I don't know if anybody's going to be buying that, but yeah, $1 million vibrator. It's called the Pearl Royale. And for $1 million, that shit better be Royale, right? Like, it is the king of vibrators. Like, you ain't even got to do nothing. It's like, it's waiting for you in the bed when you get home. And night, or when you decide to go to bed, it's like, it's there. And it's like, hey, boo-boo, I got you tonight. And you're like, all right, so let me see what you're working with. And it do everything. You don't have to hit no buttons. All right. Anyway, it does everything for you for $1 million. I mean, I would think it would do everything for $1 million. Not supposedly, it's composed of solid platinum and bejeweled with pink and white diamonds, blue sapphires, and South Sea pearls. I don't know what that's, I mean, I don't know if ladies want to put, like, jewelry in your vagina. You know, I'm like, when they said diamonds, you know, it's like, you want your dude to be diamond hard. But diamonds, it's like actual diamonds and sapphires. I mean, is that where we at? I mean, it's like one of those one of those things. Like, I always say this, when women do all that special stuff with their nails and get their toenails done. A metrosexual guy will notice it, be like, girl, your nails and your toes, they off the hook. But most of us, you kind of wasting money, because we men, we kind of simple. Brazil got it right with the Miss Bun Bun competition. That's why they don't have that here. I don't know, but I'm digressing. Point is, $1 million for jewelry to put somewhere where no one's going to see it. I don't know. But like I said, maybe it is at the house. And as Anomaly said, maybe it grows arms and cuddles with you. I doubt it. But if you got $1 million to you know, roll out and throw, good luck with that. I myself, I'm tripping, because this is my whatchamacallit show. This is my You Ain't Ready Going On Vacation show. Because, you know, some of y'all celebrate Thanksgiving. I can't say that I'm all that, I'm thankful to breathe, you know, thanking God and all that, the Creator, thanking my parents for hooking up with each other and making me, I'm thankful for that. But that other stuff, anyway, I know a lot of y'all are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, where you get to hang out with all those relatives you have thus far avoided all year. It's that one time a year y'all get to hang out. You know, I talk about this every year. Y'all get to hang out, and you know you got that cousin. You're like, shit, I don't want to see her ass or his ass. You know, he still owed me $25. I'm going to pretend like he forgot or she forgot that they owe you that money too. Because if you ask for it, they get all indignant like, why? You know, I'm going to pay your money. It's $25. But it wasn't just $25 when they was asking you for it. But when you ask for it back. Anyway. So, yeah, I will be on vacation next week. Hibernating, getting ready, because when I come back the following week, I'm coming like old boy from making the band, be spitting hot fire. I'm like literally spitting hot fire. I'm gonna have that fire thing right there. See, I can't even speak right now. I'm kind of shook up. Anyway, I'm going to have my, what do you call that thing that you spray? One of those. I'm going to have something that's going to stop fire from burning up, because it's going to be coming out my mouth. Spitting. Yeah, fire extinguisher. Thank you. I will be spitting hot fire. And I will have the fire extinguisher ready. Because that's how I'm living. I'm going to be wild like that when I come back. I'm going to revamp the site. Going to have like some weekly blogs. There's going to be a lot of new changes when I come back. So y'all be ready for that, because it's going to be right. Anyway, speaking of right, for the ladies, I found something. If you didn't want to buy the $1 million dildo, I got something for you. Orgasmic meditation. Apparently, this is something that if you, because I know you was talking about you can do a lot more things with $1 million. Well, you can do orgasmic meditation, or oming, they call it. Orgasmic meditation is a company who is offering to massage women's vaginas. Yeah. I'm applying. I already sent my resume, so I'm be there. Unfortunately, it's like far away, and apparently it's like a yoni massage where they're going to massage your vagina for 15 minutes. So that you feel good. Orgasmic meditation. Now I'm thinking, you know, that this is over in the UK, right? It's a holistic vagina massage. If I started one, who's coming with me? Can I count on you to be my clientele? I'm saying, if you need a vagina 15 minutes, I will massage. I will get all up in there. Out 15 minutes. There's a song, Moments of Pleasure, something like that. Yes. End of a JJ. Yep. Strangers on your vajayjay for 15 minutes. Who's in? It's a program devised by a company called One Taste, because it's a U.S. firm, made in America. America, fuck yeah. Anyway, they describe oming as a conscious practice you do with another person. I'll describe it to you. During oming, one person strokes another person's clitoris for 15 minutes with no goal other than for the recipient to feel sensation. The om practice combines the power and attention of meditation with the deeply human, deeply felt, and connected experience of orgasm. And according to the good people at One Taste, that helps folks to become more empathetic and connected and generous. So, ladies, we're talking about one, meditation, you know, because sometimes you be stressing out, right? I know you ladies, y'all be stressing out that you're tripping at the job, right? You're upset, angry, mad. You just want to, kill him, cut somebody. You're in your car crying like, Lord, give me strength. You're like, Lord, give me strength. You ain't got to go through all that. One Taste. We going to apply for a franchise here in the United States, and right here in the Bay Area, we gonna do it. You feeling bad? I got you on that 15-minute tip. 15 minutes, moments of pleasure, hooking you up. One Taste. See, I'm not even making this up. That's what's so bad about it. Because, you know, you're like, yeah, you're so silly. Why you playing? I'm not even playing. One Taste. That's a real firm. Oming. That's a real term. They trying to hook you. And you know what? I'm like, that is not a bad idea. You know? So, we're saying, because one company, $1 million for a dildo with diamonds and sapphires and shit. Got no $1 million for a damn dildo. That's $1 million dildos. If you get in a high-end one, that's at least maybe like, shit, 500,000 dildos? I don't know. I'm just saying that instead of buying the dildo, you can get orgasmic meditation vagina massage. Yep. All right. As probably my that's my cue. I need to go on break. This is Digital Underground. Freaks of the industry. Y'all ain't ready.
She kissing on my freckles. I never will run your ears before I suck up on your neck. Oh, money, bitch. Yeah, that's what you be screaming at, cream. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freak dog, dog nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up. Pet, teasing, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. He's a freak, honey, bitch.
Got that shot.
He's the freaks of the industry.
And when you see his backstage, be prepared to cheat.
Say your G. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you. Bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Ooh, yeah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should your A take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking. Saying that she's tweaking the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till the booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder. You don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do? A, you plan to simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do. So yo, listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Get back to my mission. Bring out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak.
We're the freaks of the industry.
Yo, you worse money, B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to cheat. You know what, man? He's a freak. I see you at the hotel after the show last week. I got to get in my car. It's like this. Now there's a cure for this. We don't want it. We run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it. We just eat it.
together, you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Digital Underground, Freaks of the Industry. And if you go backstage, you better be prepared to jeep. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'd be remiss, you know, I started off talking about dildos, and there's a dildo that actually recording you. It's a sex toy. And it's a sex toy company in Hong Kong. They're blaming a minor bug after a customer realized that one of his vibrators was recording human sounds on its own while the gadget was in use. So I know some of you ladies are like, what? Vibrator is recording me? What? So yeah, think you're doing secret private things? A full audio file was discovered as a temp soundplay .3GP. What the hell does that mean? It's a secret place where perverts, and this is where that tricky stuff goes. It's probably a program secretly in the app. That when you turn it on, it also hits the record button at the same time. A secret app feature that was put in, and it automatically triggers the recording that goes to a secret place that only tech experts can catch. Not that I'm trying to scare you, ladies, who are doing private things. Because, you know, you had to do what you had to do. As my old co-host used to say, hey, sometimes, you know, it's a little different. It's different than women with sex dolls. Sometimes it's available, and you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, now doing what you got to do can get your ass recorded. You recorded and you may be played and in a whole bunch of places. You're an international lover like Prince Sung a long time ago, and you didn't even know it. So shout out to you. You know what? Hold on. As a matter of fact, to all the ladies out there doing private things with their vibrators, just to you. Woke up, and you're a star. So, it was a Reddit message. Loveince app has access to the phone's microphone and camera, but they're intended to be used for in-app chats or voice clips for communication, not constant recording. So, apparently, if you're using the Loveince vibrator, hopefully you know what kind of vibrator you bought. If you're using a Loveince, spelled L-O-V-E-N-S-E, I know y'all scrambling right now. If you're if you bought one of those vibrators, it has the Loveince app on it. If the package said made in Japan or China, actually not Japan, China, Hong Kong, in particular, you are international lover. With the international lover. Yeah, that's right. Let me take you around the world. Yeah! I can't. Woo! How many of y'all really scrambling? Like, where the hell did I get my vibrator from? Because I know there's a lot of y'all. Like, I ain't even worried about it. You opening up your drawer. Like,
he tripping. Smooth tripping. Let me, hello. What is on this month? Where is this made?
If I brought some joy to your world tonight, I'm scared the shit out of you. It's all the same for me. I'm good. It's like my job is done. I got nothing else. I just dropped the mic. Bam. Mic drop. I got nothing, but I got a lot left. I got a lot left, actually. Does that make me the hater of the week if I give you bad news? Just in case you didn't catch that, the Love Ince vibrator, spelled L-O-V-E-N-S-E. If you have one of those, you have been recorded. You are an international lover. And people who have, well, there's a bunch of nerds who, as you've been getting off, they have been getting off of you getting off. So you are now a full-fledged exhibitionist. Congratulations. And you're welcome. So if you was on the fence with it and you didn't know for sure whether you was an exhibitionist or not, or you was an it's there. You've done it already. You didn't even know you did it, but you did it. And I'm proud of you. I salute you. Anyway. Oh man. All right. So hater of the week. I'm just gonna jump into the hater.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. What or who is the hater of the week? There's generally a lot of haters out there, right? Lot, you know, it's so many to pick from. You know, Congress, the president. I mean, it's haters every day. Generally, that there was the one guy in Tehama County, white guy, cracker ass cracker, shot his woman, and then went up to a school and just started shooting up at the school. Just because he was crazy. Made his own guns, by the way. Made his own guns. Now, he killed his woman and buried her in the house. I don't know how to... It's like the third or the fourth time I've heard of somebody burying someone in the house. What kind of house is he supposed to live in? Dirt houses? But he just like dig up in the front room and you bury somebody in the house. Anyway, so yeah, he buried her in the house. And after killing her, shot a couple other people and went up to a school just indiscriminately. An elementary school, by the way. And just started shooting. School, luckily, they were good enough. They were on their job and they did lock down and only a couple of he killed a couple of children, something like that. Yeah, hold on, let me, because I not that it mattered. 5 dead and 3 children wounded from this mother. Hater of the week. And you know, see, in these cases, people used to say, you were wrong, Mr. F the N-word. You be wishing cancer on folks. It's like, you know, if he would have had cancer, a severe case of cancer, he wouldn't have had the strength to go out and just, like, pop himself. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm wishing cancer because he, you know, like, he's still alive. They didn't kill him. Or did they kill him? Okay, well, he did. Why? He's not a terrorist, though. He was just mentally unstable. You know, we keep getting this, and I'm saying, you know, white people are like, why white lives matter? This is the year of the crazy white man. First, it was Vegas. And I mean, it's white people shooting. I mean, it's some new shit, right? It's some new shit. It was like last year, it was all the news was white cops killing black folks. Now, white man is back. White man is back like a motherfucker. I mean, y'all is taking it to the next level, going to Vegas, busting out the windows, just shooting at people in the concert. Not that you was looking for somebody, just I'm just gonna kill some people indiscriminately, like fuck it. Hey, you know, I just feel like killing today. I mean, he planned out randomly killing strangers. They tried to say he was, you know, on some ISIS shit or whatever. It's a white dude. But no fucking ISIS. It just eyes crazy. Eyes a crazy ass cracker. This dude killed his woman, buried her in the house, and then went, killed a few more people, and shot at some kids. He don't know. I'm just going to shoot. He went to the school and was shooting into the classroom. Terrorist. But nah, he's just mentally, he's just a lone gunman, mentally deranged. And he made his guns, they say. Now, we know he ain't make his fucking guns. He bought that shit at a gun shop because you could be a white guy and if you saw his pictures, he's a crazy looking mother. Hair all over. So you know he wasn't in there looking presentable like he worked at Yelp. He went in there looking crazy as hell. Like, I need guns. I need a bunch of guns. I'm hunting bunny rabbits. I think I saw a bunny rabbit. I mean, I'm just saying. So, yeah. Also, I have to give a shout out because there's my dumbass of the week also. All right, because tomorrow, somebody made this up, and whoever made this up is the dumbass of the fucking week, the month. The year you pick, y'all tell me, and I'll say they're the dumbass of that shit. Tomorrow is apparently, according to according to somebody, Friday, November the 17th. Well, November the 17th is the most popular day of the year for fairs. It is called Unfaithful Friday. So if you're looking to get your freak on, get a little extra on the side, or if somebody you know, if you with somebody, if you ain't with their ass tomorrow, apparently, according to this study, This is the day tomorrow. They're getting it in. So if you call your guy and he's like, yo, I'm busy tomorrow, he's getting it in. Or if you call your girl, she got plans, she's getting it in. According to this study. This was a research conducted by illicitencounters.com. So you know they're legit, right? Because it's on the internet. See, we know everything on the internet is legit. So tomorrow is like Freaky Friday for real. Like the real Freaky Friday. Like we not switching identities. Like I just wake up and I'm in somebody else's body. That's a crazy concept. You wake up and you in your kid's body. I couldn't be in my son's body. It'd be like, I'm not taking the clothes off, nothing. It just, it's too much. Anyway, so yeah. So November 17th is the most popular day for affairs. So if somebody's trying to holler at you, that's because they're trying to get some extra. Y'all ain't ready. I have to make this stuff up. I don't make this stuff up. This is real shit. I didn't make it up. I mean, it's sort of like I have I saw in Japan. They have in April, they have a penis festival. It's like a festival about the penis. Now, you know, it doesn't, I'm gonna try to be diplomatic with it. Kiku, don't be mad at me. I know you said you was Asian. No, I'm not stereotyping. I'm just saying that, you know, they say, I've never seen one, but they say that Asian men have small penises. So to think that Japan has like a penis festival and it's called the Steel Phallus Festival. It's like, is that like a festival of a bunch of dudes with little dicks? It's like they got little dick statues. We celebrate little dicks in Japan. Okay. Maybe I wasn't ready for that. I'm just saying, you have a day in Japan that is dedicated to penis, but it's all Asian dudes in Japan. It's like, so it's Little Dick Day. All right. To be more serious, everybody knows about the Republican tax bill that's supposed to be signed that they're talking about. But there's something else going on in the law, and you know, it's something very insidious where they're talking about black folks. Remember I was talking about you know, the year of the white man, crazy white men. They're not investigating it, even though we have active shooters. Active, I mean, these dudes is every week. Every 2 weeks, we getting a new shooter. White guys killing white people. But they say that they are investigating black identity intellectuals or something to that effect. I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna let sister explain it to y'all.
I would like to ask Mr. Chair unanimous consent to enter this report into the record, which is black identity extremists likely motivated to target law enforcement officers. I believe earlier you said you were not familiar with the report. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't read it. I know some of the alleged targeting of officers by
okay, so
certain
I would
group.
Like to know, and I'll ask you about that in a minute. So you are somewhat familiar with it. Who had the power in your department to order a report like this?
I'm not sure how that report got ordered. I don't believe I explicitly approved it or directed it.
Okay, so you haven't necessarily read the report, but you are familiar with the term black identity extremists?
Well, I think so, yes.
So can you tell me what that term means to you? Do you believe that there is a movement of African Americans that identify themselves as black identity extremists, and what does that movement do?
Well, it'd be interesting to see the conclusions of that report. But I'm aware that there are groups that do have an extraordinary commitment to their racial identity, and some have transformed themselves even into violent activists.
Are you aware of white organizations that do this as well? Given that white supremacy is well-documented, well-researched movements such as the neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, et cetera, are they white identity extremists?
I didn't follow that question, please, again.
Is there a term or a report on white identity extremists? You mentioned you were familiar with black people who identify with their racial identity.
Yes, but it's not coming to me at this moment.
Not coming to you?
It's
certainly a group such as the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, and then the skinhead movements, but there's a racial identity white movements that have been identified for sure.
So has the FBI done a report on white identity extremists that are likely motivated to target law enforcement officers?
I'm not aware of that.
Could you name an African-American organization that have committed violent acts against police officers? Could you name one today? In this report, they name organizations from 30, 40 years ago, but can you name of one today that has targeted police officers in a violent manner?
I believe I could, but I would want to be to confirm that and submit it to you in writing. But I believe we had, within the last year or so, four police officers killed by a group that some have described as extremist.
Would you consider Black Lives Matter a black identity extremist group?
I'm not able to comment on that. I have not so declared it.
So you should know that a lot of activists around the country are very concerned that we're getting ready to repeat a very sad chapter of our history, where people who are rightfully protesting what they consider to be an injustice in their community, which is their relationship with police officers, are now being targeted and labeled as extremists and are going through periods of surveillance and harassment. And so I would like to know, what is your department going to do to protect the rights of average citizens to protest if they have a concern about police officers?
This department will not unlawfully target people.
So if that's the case, then I would ask that you review this report, Black Identity Extremists Likely Motivated to Target Law Enforcement Officers, because I personally don't believe that any such organizations exist. The organizations that are referred to in this report or organizations from decades ago. And so I would like to know, what will you do to essentially roll back what is listed in this report? Because it's not accurate. Sir?
We will look at the report. I actually would be interested in reading it. But they usually do an excellent job, objective and fair, on those kind of reports.
Yeah. Black identity extremists targeting the police. But there are no white identity extremists that they're doing a report on. Even though we know the KKK in hell, the neo-Nazis, they're very active right now. They're very, very active right now. No reports on them. And I mean, hell, I think the last three shootings have been crazy white dudes. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the last shootings in violent protests have been crazy white dudes. White identity extremists. Not investigating them. But they will investigate your black ass because you don't want to be killed. Now, just think about that for a second. These dudes are killing people. They're like, you know what? Yeah, he was just crazy. He escaped from the mental home. He had some mental problems. He shouldn't have had a gun. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we all know that because he was shooting people that he shot some people he knew, but he shot some people that he didn't know. All of them. Shooting people they didn't know. For no reason. The people weren't attacking them. They weren't being bullied. They weren't being, talked about the signs that are up, like, it's okay to be white. Yeah, not right now. Because apparently white men are shooting at white people. Even though they still won't trade with us, and I wouldn't expect that. But the point is, Representative Bass, that's who that was. Representative Bass, who was, she was representing. She is a representative here in California. So, she called this Attorney General Jeff Sessions on his stuff and was like, yo, come on, dog. Are you serious? Black identity extremists, but these white identity extremists are doing the shootings. But the black identity extremists are the problem because for some strange reason, they don't want to be killed. I mean, because isn't that what Black Lives Matter was all about? Like, hey, you know what? We're getting killed. We don't want to be killed because we're not criminals. I just want to sit in my car. I can't sit in my car no more because if I sit in my car, I get killed by the police. If I wait for my kid, I'm like, thank goodness that, son is grown. I ain't got to go pick him up because if I go and pick him up, I'm reading my book, waiting on him. I can get gathered up by the police. Or if I'm leaving work. I work out of school. I can get gathered up by the police. Or my car break down. I'm like, shit, my car can't break down. My car break down. I could die because my car broke down. Because if the police get there before my insurance company tow truck, I'm ass out. Yeah, but I mean, how crazy is that? I am a target because I have the nerve to don't want to be shot. I want to live. Anyway, I guess that just leads me into this right here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happens again? Oh, Groundhog Day, where the same thing happened. Because we can say racism. We can say rich people fucking over poor people. We can say all of that, right? So we start with the House bill that passed, 227-205. This tax bill would lower individual tax brackets, dramatically cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%, and nearly double the standard deduction while eliminating a slew of smaller right offs. Not bigger, smaller write offs. Now, I mean, smaller write offs. I'm a corporation. I have a comic book company, National Press Comics. If you want to buy some comic books from me, npccomics.com. Shamelessly plugging myself, I am a comic book publisher. Please buy something, please. I'm like, not that I'm begging, but I'm begging, like, please, like, Black Friday, you can do a novel thing and buy something from a black man. I digress, though. Point is, as a corporation, I get my corporate tax rate cut from 35% to 20%. But doesn't matter, because all of my small deductions are gone. Smaller write-ups, they're gone. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. But Groundhog Day. Rich people, I mean, because they'll say, hey, well, there's a tax cut for all Americans. So if you're a small business, owner, it's like, yeah, you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to come up. No, you're not. We're not coming up, because all our small write-ups, write-offs are gone. They're gone. Yeah. So that is Groundhog Day. But there's something else that is Groundhog Day also. Something that's low key, and some people won't catch it for what it is, but the U.S. is going to lift the ban on elephant hunting trophy imports. Under Obama, 2014, they banned elephant trophies being imported from Africa, wherever else they kill elephants and take the trophies and send them somewhere. So now you can go abroad and kill some and take trophies. What is Groundhog Day about this? Well, as some of you may know, if you know a little bit about American history, just a little smidgen about American history, they used to, when there was a lynching, which was public event, say popcorn, lemonade, you know, other treats as an event, they would lynch someone black, and then they would cut their body parts off. Like, they would, like, cut the dicks off, cut the balls off, store them in jars, and keep them as trophies. So, when we say Groundhog Day, for some reason, killing something innocent and taking a trophy is like a sign of super masculinity. I mean, I liken it to rape, actually. Rape in what do we call it? Rape in gosh, I'm absent-minded today. Yeah, well, sexual assault, misogyny, all that. Because it's mostly a male thing, right? And so you have killing. I mean, I didn't know that it was such a big deal where we got to kill elephants and take the tusks and the trophies. But, you know, we see movies, and, you know, it is not a modern contemporary thing. It is a, it's an older tradition, sort of like the Masters. You know, a golf tournament called the Masters. That's why I don't like golf. I would fuck golf. Even when Tiger Woods was in it and he was making them mad, fuck golf. They have a tournament called the Masters. Yeah, I will never support something called the Masters. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Speaking of which, and it was something funny that I ran across. There's a new fetish in the UK. Apparently, you can do a lot of fetishing in the UK. You can get your stuff recorded. You can record your vagina in the UK. Well, no, that was China. But I'm guessing here in the UK also. It's called race play. What in the hell is race play? Race play is where people, you know, it's a subset of BDSM where the focus of the imbalance in the role play stems from the races of the people in question. So, in this practice, it presents people of color role playing as slaves and people or people of Jewish heritage role playing as prisoners. But it's very popular. And on the dating site and forum FetLife, the fetish has hundreds of groups dedicated to it and thousands of users who openly subscribe to being a fan. Race play. I go into that. I'm a slave. And somebody is getting off because they're fucking a slave. Think about that for a second. That is a fetish for a lot of people. Fucking a slave. It's like, it's somebody's jerking off to that shit right now. Just, they just came talking about, just thinking about fucking the slave. I ain't got to say no more. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. Y'all enjoy hanging out with your relatives that you do not like, because you can't avoid they ass next week. Peace, love. And pass the turkey. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you've got smooth drummer. Ooh, drummer.